Listening comprehension. First read the tasks, then you will listen to the text twice. Angela Merkel is David Cameron's new best friend forever. This week, I thought I would write about the most powerful woman in British politics. I mean Angela Merkel. This week, she was named the world's most powerful woman by Forbes magazine for the third year running. She is certainly the most powerful woman in the European Union. All decisions on climate change policy in this country and in the rest of the EU are on hold until the German elections in September. Nothing can be decided until Merkel commits herself, assuming she wins, as the opinion polls suggest she will. She is particularly important in the UK because she will decide what the great European question that divides British politics is actually about. If she is re-elected, her term will run until 2017, which is when there may be a referendum here. If there is, it might as well be on the question, are we for Merkel or against her? David Cameron thinks that his alliance with Merkel is his way through the European problem. He thinks she understands British Euroscepticism, and he thinks that she wants to keep Britain in the EU as a counterbalance to the ragged South. It may seem surprising, given her importance, how little we know about her. Most British people, I suspect, gain a general impression of competence, but little more, and no strong ideology. Partly, though, this reflects her style, which is cautious, unshowy, and consensual. I offer two examples. One is a conversation she had with Cameron before he delivered the speech in January promising a referendum. I am told that, far from expressing the common German reaction, which is that we British have taken leave of our senses, she said mildly, "I don't understand why you have boxed yourself in." The other was her appearance in Leipzig last week. She was sitting in the front row at the celebration of the 150th anniversary of the Social Democratic Party, her main opposition. It was as if William Hague had attended the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Labour Representation Committee in 2000. We know they do politics differently in Germany, but she epitomises that bipartisanship. For her first four-year term as Chancellor, from 2005 to 2009, she led a grand coalition that included the Social Democrats. This is a kind of politics that Cameron understands. He may not be a good leader of the Conservative Party. He often misjudges it, and it distrusts him. But he is a good leader of the country. His response to the Woolwich horror, for example, was calm, reassuring, and unifying, after a British soldier had been killed in this part of London by a terrorist. Like Merkel, he is comfortable leading a coalition, and, one suspects, would be just as comfortable leading a national government of all the parties.